What's up, Fool Podcast, with Felipe Esparza, and back, all the way back from Zacatecas on the Mexican tour. Rodrigo Torres is back,
man. Yeah, man. What's happening, everybody?
What's up, man? What's up, man? I heard you were running around like Apocalipto over there, bro. All loaded and shit.
No, I only got loaded like two nights, dude. But no, it was cool, dog. Went from Zacatecas to Mexico City.
Well, everybody wants to know, bro, what was the weed situation like?
Fool, nothing, dog. I brought edibles, dog.
Wow.
They wore out in 5 days, though. But I didn't smoke any weed, dude. I smoked hookah, dog. I didn't even know you're not supposed to inhale that shit, dog.
Boring.
Hell yeah. Fool, made me feel hot. That was it, dog.
I understand when people do that, like hookah and vaping and blowing out smoke. Man, they just hold it. So they don't inhale it?
No, it's like a cigar. You simmer it in your mouth all.
That's why I can never smoke cigarettes, bro.
Yeah, fool.
Cigarettes, you inhale them, right?
Yeah, cigarettes, yeah. But cigars, too. You just put them in your mouth. It's like, what the fuck, dog? It didn't even give me buzz, dog. That shit the Taliban be smoking, dog.
That's crazy, man. So, which the pyramids or what?
Yeah, that's Teotihuacan, which is a civilization before the Aztecs. It's 45 minutes outside of Mexico City. They have the Pyramid of the Sun and the Pyramid of the Moon right there.
That's funny, man. We have artifacts in Mexico, huh?
Hell yeah.
In the United States, all they have is the Philadelphia Bell.
They little imported
crack
them up.
Bell.
Hell yeah.
In America, they got to make monuments, bro.
Yeah.
Like Mount Olympus.
Dick, it's like from 1787 on, right? Or 1775. That's it, fool.
400. But it lasted, huh, that calendar?
Hell yeah.
How thick is that?
Most accurate, dude. It's fucking thicker than that, dude. So I'd say it probably goes back like fucking 5 feet, dog. But that one they found in Mexico City when they were fucking shooting for, they're digging for phone lines in like the 60s. Because the Aztec ruins are underneath Mexico City. They never are going to uncover them. That one they found because they fucking pushed through with the bulldozer, fool.
So Mexico City used to be a river?
Yeah, it's in like wetlands and shit. So, but it's underneath Mexico City right now. So Mexico City every year sinks 3 centimeters, fool. So that shit's like slowly sinking too because of the way it's sitting on the land. Yeah, man.
Well, that's where they have earthquakes, I guess.
Yeah, well, they just had one fucking last week, fool. It wasn't that hardcore, but it was like 5.7 though. But in 85, they had that hardcore one when a lot of people died and shit and all those older buildings got fucking flattened and shit.
They got a lot of Mexican hipsters over there?
Yeah, fool. It's a trip.
With cash?
Yeah, fool. Mexico City is a different world, dog. Like, dude, the vegan spots, I had a grip of vegan spots. Fucking up. But mean hipsters, fool.
Mexican hipsters?
Mexican ones, like not the fresa ones, like the ones that are kind of like these little sweaty gross fools right there. They're all kind of fat, dog, with little tight-ass shirts and dumb-ass beards and dumb-ass hats and pointy-ass shoes.
Did you go see any comedy clubs over there?
I didn't peek around for that, but I know they're starting to have it in English over there.
In English.
Yeah, man.
Time to go over there.
That's what I'm saying, fool.
Start reclaiming my jokes over there.
Fuck yeah, dude. Put those motherfuckers in a headlock too, dog. Motherfuckers try to snatch, fool.
So, man, what you do over there? Went to a wedding or what?
Well, the first one was just that first Saturday. And my cousin, she graduated from law school, so they threw a little party for her. And that was it, dude. That was the main reason I went. She invited me back in August. So I set the little 2 weeks apart. And, yeah, man, just did that and fucking hung out, fool.
How big is that phone bill, though?
Dude, when I went over, I didn't check with T-Mobile, but there's all, ding, fucking texts are free, and then fucking phone calls are 20 cents a minute. But yeah. I didn't really call too much, dude. I just text.
You need white people over there?
A grip, fool.
Yeah.
There was a handful in Zacatecas, and there's a grip in Mexico City, fool. Just a lot of people
from America or other places?
All over, dog. Fucking in Zacatecas, I ran into some English fools, some Finnish fools, fucking right there drinking and shit. And there's Chinese people in fucking Zacatecas, and there's Kenyans, fool, because they run, I guess, the altitude, and these motherfuckers compete all over Mexico for running championships, fool.
Like Nigerians and shit?
In Mexico City, I seen some.
So everybody has like a melting pot, huh?
Hardcore fool. Everybody's there, dude. French fools. Dude, Cubans, dog, over there fucking. They went
to, ahora sí.
Dude, totally, dude. Complaining, dog.
Medianoche tacos for everybody.
Dude, those fools were comedy, dog.
Cubans are so, the older Cubans, man, they're all into politics, huh?
Oh, to the core, dude. They knew what was going on.
Trying to save a dollar, huh?
Hell, dude, because all that shit happened with them when they got jacked when Fidel Castro came in there. So they're hip to that shit. They know what's going on, dog.
That's what people here, man, in America, a lot of people are into politics. A lot of people are not. But wait till we get our ass kicked, bro.
Oh, then that's... Remember after September 11th?
Yeah, everybody was into politics.
Fuck, dude.
Now everybody's all happy again.
Hell yeah. Remember Bobby Bites? Yeah, that was like, we was like the fat cats by the pole.
And remember, I was performing with an American flag on my back.
Hell yeah, dude. That joke of the turban, dog.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? Any dates?
Yeah, Chicago, no? 19th and 20th, Weed Street, Joe's Bar.
Yes, people. Corpus Christi, Texas, July 21st to the 23rd, I'll be at Mesquite Street Comedy Club. July 21st to the 23rd. Oh, man. West Palm Beach, Florida, August 4th through the 7th at the Improv. Tucson, Arizona, August 12th at TCC Music Hall. Pueblo, California. Wait a minute. They know Pueblo, California. Scratch that. Pueblo, Colorado, August 13th. At Memorial Hall. Also, people, dun, 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 just added a fallout gig, because a fallout gig means that somebody canceled, so Felipe has to go over there and pick up the pieces last minute, you know, because, you know, they figure Felipe got people that show up. So, yes, people, I'm coming to fucking New York City. I'll be at the fucking Carolines Comedy Club on Broadway, baby. On Broadway. Felipe's made it to Broadway in New York City.
Hell yeah.
If you make it there, you'll make it anywhere. It ain't Levity Live in the fucking boonies. It's New York City on Broadway. Birdman. Get your Airbnb. Whatever that shit is.
Airbnb.
Airbnb. Anybody goes to New York City on vacation, we're going to have ticket links. We're going to have the hookups for everybody. We're all going to be in New York City.
Fuck yeah, dog.
And we'll see what happens, man. Also, man, shout out to and a big thank you for Dustin Ibarra filling in my little son all for the last 2 weeks. Yeah, yeah, guys. You know, guys. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Cristela stole my joke.
Ah, shut up, fool.
What's up, fool? Anyway, so I'm not going to say. You guys want to ask Dustin Ibarra what happened with that? You guys ask him on his social media. Ask him, hey, bro, is that true? Cristela stole your joke, or is using your joke, or is doing your joke on her next special? I'm not here to say pass out drama, but I'm just letting out the facts.
Hell
so
yeah.
What's up, fool? Also, check out the Yeah Man podcast with Rodrigo Torres. This week, he has Jared Carter, the party starter. But that fool don't start no parties. He just starts a merch table. The true story, I don't know if he mentioned on his podcast, but he probably got scared. I've mentioned it many times. He's the guy I went to that whorehouse. In Arizona.
Yeah, the swinger spot.
Yeah. The fool was there with fucking Richard Simmons shorts, bro. And tube socks.
That fool was eating Cheez-Its.
Eating Cheetos. Eating cheese nips, bro.
Watching a threesome.
Have you watching a threesome? No, bro. It was a foursome.
God damn.
It was a lady blowing a guy when another guy was behind her. And there was a guy behind him jerking off, watching it. And me and Darren Carter were eating cheese nips, bro. And they were all in a jacuzzi, bro.
God damn.
Dude, I swear they were not wearing condoms.
Raw.
Rawhide.
God damn, bro.
Yeah, man. So if you guys want to hit up Darren Carter on Instagram or Twitter and ask him, hey, bro, what happened at that swingers bar you and Felipe went to in Arizona? And let's see if he does a little joke about it. Like, I like my swingers bars like I like. I like my women like I like my swingers bar, eating cheese nibs and watching a threesome.
Bow wow.
Bow wow, yeah, P-I-E-A. Now check him out, man, because he's a party starter. He's a rooster right now. His head's on fire. He also had my homie, Luis Bañuelos.
What's up, that?
That's it, right?
Yeah, Luis Bañuelos.
I always say Jose.
He looks like a Jose, dog.
He does look like a Jose. He looks like a Marcos. Marquiado. That fool smells, bro, like a forklift. For real, bro. That fool smells like fucking, like work gloves.
Fucking petróleo, dog.
Petróleo. Now, that's the homie right there, man.
Hell yeah, fool.
That fool came in like a soldier to pick me up in San Bernardino.
Dude, this fool said he went all the way to Cabazon for your ass, dog.
Nah,
he's all the way to India, dog. And he said, thank you, dog. And he gave me a CD in the shirt, dog.
I had no money, dog.
I still have it, dog.
That fool said straight up, let's go say hi to my friend first. So I said, all right, eh? So we went to a strip bar, bro, and he told everybody hi. Hey, look who I'm with, eh? I'm with this guy.
I'm shining, dog.
And you had Alfred Robles. If you're watching live, I'm going to do it lip. That fool's top lip looks like a clitoris. So who else? Also, Angela the Casserole, we're lagging on the next episode, but we're going to probably do it tonight.
Hell yeah.
We're going to talk about what happened to us, bro, because my wife and I, we took mushrooms.
Oh, how was it, fool?
We'll talk about it.
All righty.
Did you do yours?
No, not yet, fool. I just took a little cap and fucking kind of passed out. I felt a little weird.
Fool, I was doing great till I started watching something on TV. Then I started thinking about it. I said, man, I remember I wanted a toy, Monopoly, uh-huh. And my brother wanted Quiz Whiz, and he got it.
Oh, dick.
So actually focusing on that. And it's funny how mushrooms work because how when you're pissed off, you want to focus on what's pissing you off, right? And I wanted to focus on being pissed off about that and whatever led to whatever. But the mushrooms said, nah, motherfucker. Nah, we're going to focus on that. We're going to focus on happy shit. Go back outside with the stars.
With the nature, fool. And that's when it comes. You start breathing out good, dog. So
it brought me good vibes.
Yeah, fool. We're all made of carbon, dog.
I think people who have depression, hardcore depression, should eat one cap at least. That's it.
Dude, I fell asleep with the fucking looking at my fucking ceiling fan, and I just fell asleep with a smile and passed out.
Fool, I thought I had two rabbits.
What's up with two socks, fool?
Fool, I snuck.
Two socks, dick slippers.
I was in 4th of July, bro, at the Marina Del Rey Hotel.
Was it awesome?
Awesome. Jamaica Inn.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, man. And the door, it has to set to the room service. You don't want to be there. Jamaican me crazy. I'm sleeping.
You guys take it, dog?
Yeah, man. Dude.
What, dog?
Oh, my God. I was tripping just watching people fight during traffic to get out of the beach.
Really, fool?
Mad traffic, bro. Mad traffic. People were honking at each other.
Getting crazy?
These people were about to start fighting, and I yelled up from the balcony, hey, happy birthday, America!
And did it stop?
Fool, they looked at me like, you know, it brought light to the fight. Dude, you're fighting in a parking lot. We're all going to leave.
But
what happens is, bro, this is what happens. They will piss you off. The police is doing a good job blocking people from making a left and a right. But they're not doing a good job stopping people from coming in back into the beach. So those people that were coming in back to the beach were doing a U-turn and blocking the motherfuckers that have been waiting forever.
So it's all fucking deadlocked.
Yeah, deadlocked. So what would do if a fool just came in and just tried to go in right away when you've been waiting for an hour?
Fool, I just put... Honestly, fool, I'll probably
hit a bow.
Yeah.
But there's a cop right there, and you don't know. Everybody's passing out bad lies. This is a checkpoint. It's a checkpoint, but there's no checkpoint.
Fucking put that shit in park and fuck it, dog. That's it. What are you going to do, fight in flip-flops?
Dude, it was funny, man. There was a white lady with her pushing a baby, uh-huh. And she had a baby on her front pocket yelling on the phone. And I don't know what she was looking for, probably her husband.
Yeah.
And then I just said, Larry, are you still surfing?
He's catching a wave.
Fool, my wife died, bro, because I thought it when I was like tripping. We're gonna talk about that inch of the casserole, but I'll tell you right now. fool, I remember, dog, growing up that we had a washing machine, but we had to put two quarters in it.
Your dad got one of those?
Yeah. And then my wife asked, well, what would happen to the quarters? And I said, oh, after the wash was done, the quarters would come out.
Oh, so it had that free thing where they just came out but needed a quarter for it to work.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know where the fuck he got that shit, dude. I bet that shit was stolen, dog.
My uncle had some of those, dude. That fool used to charge his wife, dog. Like, what the fuck, dog? This cheap-ass motherfucker.
Nah, dog. One time I was trying to wash when nobody was there, I had no quarters, dog. I was in a bag trying to crush up two nickels, bro.
Yeah, you smashed. We used to smash them with hammers to play Street Fighter, dog.
That's funny. Every time my mom and dad were gone, I would try to break into the machine to try to figure it out so I could go back to the laundromat and steal their quarters.
You need the skeleton keys, dog.
You need something, dog.
Hell yeah, fool.
Did you have fun out there, man?
Yeah, dude, it was fucking awesome, dog. It just like fucking, it just so fast. Every day I was doing something. And, you know, motherfuckers want to take you here and there. And, dude, motherfuckers love getting fucked up out there with alcohol, dog.
So you didn't hook up with no chicks over there?
Oh, fuck no,
motherfucker,
dog.
You got turned down in two countries.
Nah, fool. I got me a little shine right now, dude. I'm good right now.
Should have went out to at least try it, bro. Pick up on a Kenyan woman or something.
Not even.
Do the Kenyan speak Spanish?
Yeah, fool. It's a dude. Motherfuckers be speaking different languages out there and shit.
Hey, how do those fools feel about what they say about Mexicans in America?
Fool, those fools don't like Trump, dog. They're like, man, what the fuck's up with that guy? Is he really going to win, man? We can't let him win, dog. That fool's too full of shit, fool.
Well, that fool fucked up yesterday, dog.
What do you do this time?
Dog. Well, after, because you know, a couple of countries got hit with terrorist hits during the bombings during Ramadan,
right?
And there was a big ass bombing in Baghdad, Iraq, okay. And 215 people died.
Damn.
It was like a massive. ISIS took credit for it, right?
Fucked up.
And then. Donald Trump praised Saddam Hussein.
Are you
for
fucking
how
serious?
Good he dealt with terrorists?
What the fuck is wrong with that idiot, dog?
I know, dog. On one side, you got Hillary Clinton praising President Obama on what good of a job of the president he did,
right?
And he could have not praised Obama to do the good thing, you know, for his party.
Right?
He could have said bad things about Obama. How he maybe, in his opinion, he's not doing a good job. But to praise a dictator that we went after.
Yeah, some fool that fucking persecuted the Kurds, dog. What the fuck is his problem, dog? Motherfucker got $1 billion, zero brain cells.
Crazy, huh?
The fucking idiot, dog.
Yeah, man. And then the other week, not so long ago, like 4 days before that, he put up a post with greedy Hillary Clinton with a six-point star, a Jewish star. And then after that, when he got a bunch of hate, he took it off and then he put it back with a circle. But it was too late, bro.
Is he?
So then he changes the circle. But then people, you know, you can't erase Twitter when you have a lot of followers.
Fuck no. He's cutting on the Jews now, dog? What the fuck is his problem, dog?
I don't know, man. When you go off book.
God.
It's like me when I'm doing my set. I'm killing it. But they don't try to improvise. I start sucking, bro. I'm for real.
No, I know, dog.
You should follow your program in life, people. If you're
right,
used to certain doing something a certain way that works with you, you know, keep doing it. You know, and then you try to change it up too fast, you fuck up.
You're right.
You gotta start changing little by little.
Yeah, a little.
You can't
bit.
Just go out and start talking shit about somebody. You gotta say it little by little. Like Donald Trump should start saying first of all. Start saying first. You know what? I never really liked tacos. I never really. No, honestly, I never liked enchiladas. And then right. later on, say, you know what? I never really liked going to Mexico. You know, and then later on, start saying, you know, you gotta build your way.
Yeah, totally, dude. He fucking has no intro sentence, fool.
Like
what
me, man.
Idiot, dog.
Like, you know who the devil is? Fuck that motherfucker. You guys know who he is? Oh, man.
Fucking Luis Padilla has some funny-ass stories about
tell us, bro.
He's like, yeah, dog. He tried to get me to go party with him, dog. All he wanted was tags, dog. I don't work for free no more, dog.
This fool said he was staring him down one time, trying to punk him and shit.
That's how he is, dog. I know punk. I've been locked up, dog. I know how it is, dog. So I told him, what the fuck you looking at, dog? I will fuck you up, dog.
What was that fool locked up for, bro?
Dude.
Spilling oil?
Nah.
Spilling oil in a fucking the drain?
Fool, this is what happened, dog. He was going to go to work and his boss used to pick him up before I had a car, dog. So my boss was beeping, dog. And then the neighbor across the street said, okay, my mom's all, ahorita viene. And the guy's all, shut the fuck up, bitch. So I took it in, dog. I had a choice to make, dog. Let that fool talk shit about my mom.
That was his boss?
Yeah, no, not the guy from across the street because the boss was beeping, yeah. Right? Or tell the boss to go on without me and go handle this motherfucker, dog. So I had to go handle it, dog. I walk across the street. He goes into his house, dog. I kick in the door, dog.
I fucked him up so bad, dog, he couldn't call the cops. The neighbor called the cops, dog. Fool.
I know what they got him for, bro. They got that fool for breaking an entry.
Yes! Fool, they got it for burglary, dog.
For burglary? And assault.
And battery. For an aggravated battery. Four counts, dog. He only got two, dog. I think he ended up getting one. And what, you know what the
that stinks with you, though.
Yeah, but you know what the silver lining is, fool? Fool, like 2 years later, they hear a scream, ah, ah, from across the street. It was him, dog. I had to go save him, dog. He went to his attic, dog, and the ladder fell, dog. So he's sitting there with his legs screaming, dog. And I put the ladder up, dog, like a good citizen, and I helped him down, dog. He got arrested 2 days later, dog. He was a coke dealer, dog. I'm like, what's up? Are you gonna try to get that shit expunged off the record? I'm gonna try, dog. You know anybody, dog? This was a soldier, fool. What's an iron worker, dog?
He's not a good coke dealer, man, because if I fucking beat him up, dog, they should have fucking robbed him, dude.
Yeah, fool. Getting Luis Bañuelos.
So that's been my week, bro. I haven't. What was my last show?
Was it Birmingham?
Orlando, oh, bro. July 22nd.
Stay strong, Orlando.
June 22nd.
Oh, you were there for your birthday weekend.
Oh, there for my birthday, bro.
Oh, that's when that whole Orlando shooting went down, bro.
Yeah, man. God, wow, damn. I haven't done a set in a while, but doing the podcast feels like a set, bro.
It is, fool. Like, it's weird, dude. You fucking, you feel that you've gotten better? Because, I mean, you've always been good at doing stand-up, but this is a whole other medium, dude. It feels like you can think, like, on your, like, feet and flow better, huh?
Yeah, man. I got a lot of things to say, too, man.
Yeah, fool. Like, I was afraid to open
I went bodyboarding, dog.
How was it?
Oh, fool? Dude, look at my forehead, bro. My forehead looks like a leather belt.
I thought you hit something, fool.
Oh, no, man. I almost got cut in dog.
A riptide?
Riptide. See, man, some cholos got cut in a riptide when I was there.
You just stayed calm.
These cholos think that they could mad dog the wave, bro.
Fuck no.
You can't tell the wave. What's up, wave? Where you from, wave? What's up, fucking pinche ala?
Hola.
Hola. I'll fucking stab you, wave. So these fucking dudes go in there with their khaki shorts, bro, swimming and shit, swimming out hard. And then they're going past. Let's go next to the surfers. They fuck these putos. Fool. If you're not a good swimmer, you can't get to the surfers.
Fuck no.
So these fools are right there, halfway in between the surfers and the other people, trying to swim back, and they can't. They're stuck in the whirlwind, the whirlpool of water, the rip curl.
Hell
and
yeah.
And they're getting pulled back.
More.
This fucking lifeguard saw them. He kept waving them back, and those fools kept waving, and it looked like they were telling him, nah, we're cool. But nah, bro, I've been in a situation. You just scared. So they were stuck. So that fool had to go over there, bro. He was fucking, he swam. He just threw that orange thing at them, bro. He didn't want to swim. He didn't want to swim in there because they both get stuck.
Yeah.
So he threw the orange thing at him and he pulled that fool and the other fool got pulled too. Fool, I saw that fucking cholo kissing that fool's hand, dog.
Fucking respect, dog. You saved my life, Holmes.
Fuck it. He got a tattoo of a Red Cross, bro.
Dude, you can't fuck
fool,
with it,
that
dog.
That fool was out of breath, dog. He was like.
That's what happens, fool, because it keeps pulling you out. Yeah, you keep getting tired, fool.
You can't swim at it. You got to fucking just lay. If you ever get caught in a rip curl in the ocean, people, this is what you do. You stop swimming. And you fucking make yourself float and then let the fucking water push you out into the ocean. Make a right and a left and then swim away from that shit and take the next big ass wave back into the ocean.
Yeah,
the
sand. And swim and paddle or pedal like a doggy paddle parallel to the beach.
Yes.
And then catch the waves going back in.
Yes.
Dog.
You got to parallel swim out to the beach. Okay. And then let the wave bring you back because when you're stuck there, you can't come back, man.
And you can't freak out. You got to stay calm, fool.
And if you're not a fucking good swimmer, if you're a fat ass, stretch out before you go in that water. Because you'll have a cramp. And later on, bro, that's it, bro. Sayonara.
Hell yeah, fool. And ibuprofen y a dormir, güey.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy ass surfers out there, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm fucking fool's been. Oh, dude, I want to do that fucking paddleboard shit. But
I might go paddleboarding this week, bro.
Hell yeah, fool. That'll be I'm doing sweet. It. Yeah, man. That's awesome, though. The beach feels good, awful.
Yeah, so I went bodyboarding 4 times, bro.
Hell yeah. You have fun? Hell yeah,
I have fun, dog. And then I went to Marina Del Rey on Saturday, and the waves were like cool, bro. They were pretty big in the shallow end. Uh-huh. So I really have to swim at them. I would just see the wave coming and I just dive in, bro. And I was doing good.
Fuck yeah, dude. So I went to the beach at night when I got back from San Juan Capistrano. That shit was cool. We didn't go in the water.
A lot of rocks there, huh?
Yeah, dude. But we sat on the little sandy part, dude.
Nobody took was down there. Some kid, bro.
For what, fool?
Well, I was coming in from the wave real hard and I was out of control. And I put my bodyboard to the right to avoid hitting him, but my big fat ass calf still got him down, bro.
You fucking whipped him?
Whipped him, bro.
Oh, dude. See, that's another force too, dog. The waves are fucked, dude. They're monstrous and mad, dude. It's crazy.
Also, man, before you go into the water, if you never swam and you're not a good swimmer and you never got into the ocean and you have your kids, even before your kids go in there, walk up to the lifeguard and ask the lifeguard, how safe is the ocean right now? Where are the riptides? You know, is it safe for my kids? I asked that lifeguard, hey, man, where is it safe to go in the water? He straight up said, no, it isn't.
There you go.
And he goes, so stay in a shallow end. You know, if you're not a good swimmer, don't go to the follow these bodyboarders. I saw this 60-year-old man who showed up with a bodysuit and a bodyboard. And he was trying to go bodyboarding in the deep area. Fool, that fool came out of that water in 15 minutes talking about, man, I couldn't even make it out there.
Dude, especially, you can't go out there fucking with training wheels. You have your bodysuit on and shit?
Hell no. I look like a fat seal, bro. I don't want to get eaten by a great white.
And you never noticed the helicopters where they comb like the waves? They're looking for sharks, fool.
They better, dog. Fool. And then there were a lot of people, like Mexican people, Salvadoran, Nicaraguanos, you know, Latino people selling fruit all over the place. Hustling, dog.
Hell yeah, dog.
$5 for a little cup of mango. I had to talk to the lady. How many do you sell a day? She goes, sometimes on a good day, I sell three.
That's what?
Three of them, bro.
That's it?
Three crates.
Oh, three. Oh, goddamn. Okay.
But there's
hell
like
yeah.
20 and there were 10 of them. That's what I thought. $5 each, that's $150.
Fuck yeah, dog.
La pura lana.
That's what I'm saying. I seen the little fucking Snapchat you were doing, this lady right here, dog. But all like undercover style, fool. Did you say you guys went to the beach? It was at Venice a couple years back. And the lady fucking, she was like all like had a blanket over it and everything because they popped her the day before you guys went and shit. Hell yeah, fool.
Sometimes the lady, man, when she's trying to hide, she'd be hide, like there'd be blankets already laid up. She just sits next to it, bro. Post a little Neo next to it.
And you know what's funny, dude? There's a hustle lady at Cardenas in Riverside, fool. The cops busted her, right? So you know how she did it now, dog? Fool, she does it in a baby stroller now. Like she covers it up like she has a baby selling tamales, dog. They haven't busted her, fool.
Fool, I saw a guy in a wheelchair with a big ass. He rented one of those wheelchairs for the beach. It has big old tires. Yeah, the monster tires.
Yeah,
bro.
Dog.
That fool rolling, bro. Checking out chicks too with his camera. I didn't see the pervert, though.
What the fuck's up with that fool,
I didn't
dog?
See him, bro. But I bet they were looking for him.
Dude, look at that fool knuckle sandwich, dog.
Something, bro. Call up our homie from Ireland, bro. Fly him in for an ass beating. I bet you, bro, you would ask anybody our
Carl,
listeners.
Carl, dog.
Carl, bro.
Glenn,
bro.
Carlin.
Glenn Carlin. I bet you would ask any of our listeners, bro. We're going to fly you out. But all you got to do, bro, is slap the devil in the face. We'll fly you out. All expenses paid.
We're going to flood the market, dog.
Just do a drive-by slapping.
Fuck that. Drive-by dick slapping, eh?
Okay, man, if they're a long dong silver. What's up, fool? We got our first caller in the house.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool, man? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Winslow, Arizona, man.
Goddamn.
Winslow, Arizona, bro. Shout out to Winslow, Arizona.
Hell yeah, what's up,
Jojo left his home in Winslow, Arizona for some California grand.
That's right.
God damn, random.
Real big fans, man. We saw you in Tempe 2 years ago, and we follow your podcast and everything you do, man. We're real big fans out here in Arizona. We love your podcast, man.
Thank you, bro. We love you, too. What's your name?
My name's Nick Ariano.
Nick Ariano. What's up, Nick?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Chilling.
I'm coming to Tucson, Arizona, bro.
Oh, yeah? When are you guys going to Tucson?
We're
going to
be in Tucson, Arizona, August 12th at the TCC Music Hall.
Oh, man, I have to try to make it out there, man. But, yeah, every time you come to Tempe, man, we try to check you guys out.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for calling in, bro. Appreciate that. Much love.
Hey, no. Yeah, thanks, man. Can I get a shout-out? My boy's All-Star team playing today. 12-year-old Winslow All-Stars.
Tell him what's up, fool.
What's up, big dog?
I will, man. I appreciate it, man. You guys keep doing your thing, man.
Thank you, Nick.
Keep shining, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida in the house.
Hell yeah, dog. The panhandle. What's happening?
I'm coming to West Palm Beach, bro.
I'm on the other side, bro. I'm on the Tampa side.
Tampa. Oh, what's up from Tampa? Ybor City in the house.
Coño.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah, man, I seen you guys show like twice. I saw you last time you came with Keith Manning.
Yeah,
what's up, man?
What's up, man? What's your name?
Rick.
What up, Rick?
What's up, dog?
Chilling.
Hey, I had a question for you, Felipe.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Hey, bro, are you working on a comedy album?
Yes, I'm working on a one-hour special, a new one. I'm recording it August 27 in San Jose. It'll be out, and I'm also... After I record it, it'll be out on Netflix. We're trying to sell it. But also, I'm going to make a special, a limited vinyl album of that special.
Yeah, dog.
I'm going to make 100 copies, and then I'm going to sign them all. And it's going to be a regular vinyl album, like the old school ones, art and pictures inside and a lot of nice stuff.
Oh, that's cool, man. Because, look, dog, you might think I'm crazy, but, man, like, while back, a few months ago, I had a dream you won a Grammy, man, for the album.
What?
God damn, the soothsayer over here, dog.
Hell yeah.
You're a wizard.
So keep that up, man. If you end up winning the Grammy, just give me a shout-out.
I will give you a shout-out, bro, if I win a Grammy. Hell yeah.
Ricky.
Hell yeah. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, man. Just, you know, I'm probably fucking around, but for real, man, just, you know, some shit like that happens. I'm like, oh, shit, you never know.
You never know, dog.
You never know, dog.
Thanks for calling,
hey,
bro.
What's up, big dog?
Thanks for calling. I was listening to your podcast this morning, man. Pretty good shit from over there from Zacatecas. All the shit you're schooling everybody on, man.
Oh,
pretty
yeah, man. Shit. Fuck yeah, dude. Thank you very much for listening, big dog.
Yeah, man. And what else can I mention? Yeah.
What other dream did you have, eh?
What?
You coming back next year?
Yes, I'm coming back next year to Tampa, but I'll be in West Palm Beach August 4th through the 7th.
I feel like I can make it. I try to make it to your Orlando one, but yeah, you know, I ain't trying to get caught up away with them folks.
Hell no, fool.
Hell no.
Yeah, but, man. You have another gay club to go to.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, what's up with Adam Murray, man? That fool looked bigger than last time, man.
He was a what?
He looked bigger than last time, dog.
I know, right? That fool looked like fucking Grizzly Adams.
Yeah. That's like, damn, this fool got big.
Eating those croquetas, dog.
I know, fool. I thought he was like fucking a tiny Tim.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, dog. Another thing. I don't get that reference you guys do with Keith Manning. Get off the field.
Oh, what man, because he's a big...
Patriots fan.
He's a big Patriots fan. New England Patriots. That fool puts on a New England Patriots hat, underwear, socks, shoes, shorts.
Jersey.
And every time they get a good play, he goes, get off the field.
Yeah, and that one day they won, and he just told the other team after they scored the touch, he's like, get off the field.
Get off the field.
That's what he's always saying, fool. Even had a baby.
Congratulations to Keith Manning. He had a baby with big balls.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good to know, man.
Thanks, bro.
But, yeah, I just want to give you guys a call and support the podcast. So, thanks. Keep on what you're doing, dog.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Peace out, dog.
3 minutes, bro. He had a don't fuck him with a guest.
He had a segment, dog.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, Mondo?
Mondo?
You sound like a friend, Mondo.
What's going on, man? Let's go get something to eat.
Hey, no, Mondo. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. What's happening, dog? Who's this?
This is Eric, man. Eric for real.
Oh, what up, fool?
What, for reals?
Yeah. They just showed up to the ice hockey show. The What's Up,
for real,
what's up, fool?
What's up, guys? How's it going, man?
Good, bro.
Love the shows. I love both of you guys. Rodrigo. Felipe, you guys are the shit, man.
Thank you, bro. We love you too, bro. You're the shit.
Yeah, man.
For reals.
Hell yeah, man. Big ups on you, Rodrigo, too, on your podcast. you know, it's all looking good, bro.
Hell
everything,
yeah,
man.
Gracias, dog. Fuck yeah.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, bro. How was your 4th of July?
It was good, bro. You know, I kicked with the family. Just, you know, how Mexicans do it. A lot of food, a lot of beer. You know, it was a good time, man. It was cool.
So you
coming to work on Tuesday was kind of a drag, but, you know, it was cool. It was worth it.
I know, man. Everybody showed up with hangovers, burned faces, losing fingers.
Man, I worked for my job. You know, I'm a beer salesman, so fuck, dude. All my accounts were all cleaned out, man. So it's a good thing and a bad thing, you know. But, you know, I'm blessed, so I got a job. So
you're Duff,
you know,
man.
Cool, man. Yeah, man. What the right here? I got a big old beer belly.
Hell yeah.
It's not a beer belly, bro. It's a roof for your penis.
It's a big ass room, dude.
Before the awning.
Good butt.
Hell yeah, man. What about you guys? How was your fourth?
It was good, bro. I was in Venice Beach, Marina del Rey, chilling, having a good time, shrooming. You know how we do it.
I wouldn't know, but, you know, sounds like fun, man, still.
It's fun, bro.
Hell yeah, dog.
It's like you escape without really escaping.
Right. That's cool, man.
Well, thanks for calling, cool. Dog.
Absolutely, man. Hey, guys, big ups to you guys, and I love you guys. All
right,
man?
Right back at you, dog.
All right, guys. See you, man. Late.
What's up? Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Who is this?
Oh, what's up, fool? Shit, I'm not through.
What's up, fool?
What's up? This is Tiny from San Diego.
What up, Tiny?
What's up, Playboys?
Chillin', dog.
Dude, I've been thinking for like 2 hours what I was going to say or ask, and I couldn't think of shit because I didn't want to be like another annoying fan asking the same question.
There you go.
Yes, bro.
Damn, man, this is like, oh my God. I fucking love you guys.
We love you too.
Yeah, I'm from San Diego, but I'm a truck driver, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I can hear the truck. Give a little truck honk.
Hell yeah, man. You're in Nebraska, man. Are you ever going to Omaha? The funny bone out there?
Oh, man, I'm trying to make it out there, but give me a recommendation.
I got your badge, bro. I'll get on it.
Hey, are you in a truck right now?
Yeah, I'm on the truck right now. I'm actually heading to Kansas City.
Give me a little horn, a little honk.
I got your back.
One more, dog.
One more, bro.
What?
One more.
I got your back, bro. Oh, dude, this is
awesome,
crazy.
Bro.
I got butterflies in my stomach right now, man. I feel like I just, like, talked to my crush for the first time.
Hey, bro, have you and I met before?
No.
Because I met a truck driver.
Your shows because every time you went to San Diego, I was on the road.
Oh, okay.
Nah, man, but, I'm from San Diego, but my job's right here, so it's like, the only time I'd be able to see you is if we ever went to the funny bar out here, but, like you said, you can't go out there yet, but man, I'll get your back and try to get a good word in, even though I don't know nobody.
Thank you, bro. Just say, hey, man, you guys ever heard of Felipe? Bring him here.
Right? Oh, this is crazy. Hey, Rodrigo, man, your fucking podcast, I love that shit, bro.
Oh, fuck yeah. Thank you so much, dog, for listening, dog.
Hell yeah, man, keep it going. And shout out to, Dustin Barr, man, that's one of the funny ass guest hosts.
Yeah, man.
Well, tell him, bro. We'll tell him.
This is crazy. I feel like I'm fucking vomiting after hanging up.
Hell yeah, bro. I'm glad you made it, bro.
I probably gave my wife about this, but like, you know, I'm Mexican, so I eat a lot, so you know I'm a big ass boy, but like I'm trying to rep La Raza, but I need a big ass shirt, bro.
How big are you? 5'4"? 3X?
Like 5K, hey, bro. I'm ripping a 5X right now, man.
God damn,
bro. Are you really driving that truck? Or are you cargo?
Got him on the bed, dog.
I'm pulling him, man. The world's strongest man.
Fuck. We'll try to make you one then, fool. Fuck it.
We'll get you one,
bro. Hey, man, I'll pay the extra cost, bro. I'm 5X? Trying to rep the Sam.
We'll get you one, bro. I think we could get you a 4X. You could buy a 4X hoodie, right? We got What's Up Fool Podcast 4X hoodies right now on sale on the webpage, FelipeWorld.com.
Hey, shit, I'll get on it then.
Yeah, we got 4X, bro. You can represent wearing the What's Up Fool Podcast hoodie and a hat.
Shit out here in the wind, bro.
Hell yeah.
I bet, dude.
Oh my God, this is fucking wild, dude.
Fucking Tiny, eh?
Fucking Tiny Tim.
Fucking Tiny, eh? Oh, I'm telling you, I've been thinking, like, since this morning, since I saw the picture on Instagram, I was like, I need to ask this for something. It's like, I ain't thinking nothing.
Hell yeah, bro.
Were you gonna ask that, fool?
Hey, bro, you're a truck driver. What's your favorite snack when you're driving?
Oh, my God. Dude, to be honest, the thing I eat the most is fucking, I don't even know if you consider it a snack, but dill pickles, Spitz brand sunflower seeds. Them bitches are fire.
Dill pickles, sunflower seeds. Wow.
Yeah, but they got to be the Spitz brand. You know what I'm saying? They got to.
Damn, sounds good. I used to drive and eat sunflower seeds too, bro.
Yeah, I remember Mondo saying that shit keeps you up.
Huh? Yeah.
Hell yeah, keeps you awake, keeps your mouth moving when I'm driving the graveyard, you know?
Policy thing.
Watch the road, bro. Give me one more horn on the way out.
Oh, damn, I'm riding this van. That's in front of me, too. All right, I got you back.
All right,
thank
Tiny.
You, bro. Thank We're you, out, Tiny.
Bro. All right, keep up, man.
Look out for that 4X.
Sure.
That was 5X. What's up? Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Yes, it is. How's it going, guys? Good morning.
What's up, fool? Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Wolf Brown. I'm calling from the Reds, dog.
Are you on Morse code, bro?
What's happening? Fucking got the Navajo talk going, eh?
We could barely hear you, bro.
Fucking wind talker.
Smoke signals, bro.
What's up, fool? What's up with your friend using my joke, bro, and changing it to cousin?
Yeah, right? That's what I was like, I don't even know. I barely added that fool, and I'm like, what the hell is this crap? You know?
Go up there
and
dropkick that fool.
Hey, bro, you driving? We could barely hear you. You should lower your radio or something. Your radio.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't have a radio. I'm on the bed. No, I'm calling from work. I'm hiding out in my office. I closed my door and shit. I'm like, oh, man, I can't miss this shit.
Are you calling from work or are you drowning, dog?
Damn, bro. Sounds like you're being choked.
Try to call us back on another connection on the reel. Because it sounds too cut up.
Well, okay.
All right, bro.
Call us back. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're going to delete that one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, fool? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Adolfo. I'm calling from Modesto.
Modesto.
What's up, Adolfo?
Fucking crazy because I'm looking at the live stream and I was like, wait, they're not talking to me.
Talking to you, dog.
We're talking to you, bro. Adolfo from Modesto, California, the 209.
Yeah, man. I'm glad I'm on the line, man. And I just want to thank you guys. Last time you were doing the live stream, you guys were talking about voting, and I was like, oh shit. I wanted to call, but I was actually running a campaign in San Jose for voting. So that was crazy.
Oh wow, man! So you're trying to get everybody to vote,
register?
Yeah, no, we were out there knocking on doors for to elect the first Vietnamese lady to state assembly.
Nice,
hell yeah, dude! That's
what's
awesome,
her name?
Her name's Madison Nguyen.
Madison Nguyen, state assembly for Modesto. Everybody, look her up. Check out her credentials. If you like her, vote for her.
Did she win?
Yeah, she did. She's going out to the runoff in November. So,
oh,
yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Combing those precincts.
Yeah, man. So it was cool that you guys were talking about that. And I like that you guys are informing folks out to get out to vote, man. And, I mean, I love your comedy, so it makes it even greater that you guys are doing that.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Thank you, bro.
A pat on your back, too, dog, for your participation. Hey.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah,
yeah, man, been, but I'm like, I always listen to your, I mean.
Go ahead.
Like when I was out there knocking on doors, I would have you on podcast. I mean, on my phone, like while I was driving to different areas. So,
hell yeah, I mean,
you guys were a part of the precinct walking.
It, awesome. Tell those fools to subscribe too, Doug.
Yeah, that? Bro. Tell them to vote and subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
In the digital age, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys only come down to you guys come down to Merced, man, but you guys never come up to Modesto.
I know, man. We haven't been to Modesto, bro, since the Raiders got eliminated from the playoffs by the Patriots in the Tuck Rule.
That was 2002?
2002.
God damn.
We performed at the State Theater, bro. The State Theater. It was the show was Rodrigo Torres, Joey Coco Diaz, and me.
Yeah, man.
Back in the days, huh?
That was that one day I was talking for 5 hours. You guys can leave, bro. No, keep on talking.
Fuck yeah. I was like 11 back then, man.
Thank you, man, for calling, bro. I was 12.
Hell yeah, Adolfo. Hit us up, dog.
All right, man.
Thank you, bro, for listening, man.
Fuck yeah, and spreading the word, dog.
Yeah, man. 2002, bro. That's a long time ago now.
Fuck yeah, dude. Those are the days he's all talking in the hotel room, dog, for days. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. Louis Bland, dude. That was fucking days ago.
5X, bro.
Oh, fucking tiny, dog.
Tiny. Is it 5X or 4X?
5X.
Oh, wow.
We can squeeze into a 4X. Come on, dog.
What's up, fool? Hello. Where you from? Where you calling from? What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Hey. What's up, fool? This is Big Ted from Reno, formerly from Whittier.
Oh, what's up, Ted Martinez?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? My Facebook buddy.
What's up, fool?
I enjoyed your guys' show, man. And I'm almost a borderline stalker because I didn't watch so much, even the enchilada podcast I like. And welcome back, Rodrigo. Even the other guy's pretty funny, too.
Yeah, man. What's happening, dog?
Thank you, man. Bro. This is Ted Martinez, bro. He went to the show and in Reno, where that fool passed out.
Yeah, the Tahoe. They were with that whole party.
Yeah, they were there with that guy, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, that was my niece's husband. He got all pillow and was all trying to hit on the big girl over there, too. The whole night, one of the ladies that worked there that was on.
Whatever happened to Reno stays in Reno.
What happened to Reno stays in Laughlin.
Yeah, that's good to talk to you guys. My second time because we're from Whittier. We've only been out here for a little while. And I say from Reno. Like, no, we're from Whittier, man. We're just from Reno.
So what's up, man? Did you get that camper or what?
What's that?
Did you buy a camper or what?
Yeah, he's on my Facebook. Yeah, man, I got me. It's pretty good. It's freaking old school style. It's an older freaking fifth wheel, but it's like brand new on the inside, man. It's like brand new. It's only like 22 foot. So I just got this week going, go out and drink and party on the campground out there and go camping the rest of the summer or whatever.
Fucking hey, Fleetwood.
You guys are always talking about Blood In, Blood Out. The brother-in-law was in that movie.
What's his name?
His name is George Perea, but he was the guy, he was the fool that stood up, Jerry Perea. But he's the guy that stood up and said, hey, Weddle, fuck the world. Started laughing.
Oh, that's the fool that had tattoo on his lip.
Yeah, the tattoo.
That's your cousin? He was really locked up then, huh?
Yeah, it's my brother. He's married to my wife. He's my brother, my wife's brother. He followed us out to Reno, too, and he passed away about 5 years ago from cancer, but he's a good dude, man.
Orale. He was crazy in that movie, bro.
Damn, dude. All right, Pete.
All right, man. You guys don't take up too much of your time. It's good to finally talk to you. Thank you, man.
Hell yeah, Ted.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up, dog.
And Rodrigo, bitch. I like Rodrigo. I like your podcast, too. We'll keep going, man. You're doing good.
Gracias.
Gracias. So now we have another character from Blood In, Blood Out.
Isn't that crazy, fool?
Fuck the world, güero.
Fucking small world. Dog.
I can't wait till we get Popeye on the show, bro.
Oh, fool. Hey, dude, I think Fraker can hook that one up.
Hook it up, bro. We got Fraker, too.
I'll hit him up, dude, when I get home.
I'll be tight, huh? Popeye?
Oh, dude.
What's up, fool? Who's this? Where Hello? You calling from?
Citric.
What's up, Citric?
What's up, bro? What's up, dog? I'm doing your face, man.
5150 clothing, TV land, all over the world.
Clothing in the building.
Hell yeah.
Hell
bro.
Yeah, dog. What up, fool?
He's right there right next to my soul right now, bro.
Yeah, no, she's at work right now, eh? She told me, goes, hey, they're having a live calling thing. So I go, all right, I'm going to call in and see what's up to the homies. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? How you been, man? You know, we had Juice over here last time, too.
Yeah, man, I heard, man. Fucking Juice, man. You know, that's the homie right there always putting it down.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I saw him doing the launch pad, right?
Yeah, the launch pad.
Yeah, man, shout out to them cats over there, man. They're doing it, man.
How you been, man? How was your 4th of July? Did you just do it big, Rasta style, or small, or what?
You know, in between, you know, a little bit, you know, a little bit of, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs and bacon wraps, you know, and then We had a quick, I was chilling right there with the whole fam. My grandson, Marisol was there, you know, and all my homies from the crew, you know, and we're just blowing up the block. So it was good, man.
Blowing up the block. Fuck yeah, dog.
Was there a lot of illegal fireworks?
Yes, I was, man.
Like fucking Baghdad.
That's hey. All we did, man. It looked like the streets of Baghdad, man. It was war.
Only day you don't know if they're gunshots, dog.
Well, you know, there was a couple of gunshots in between, but, you know, I ain't pointing any fingers anywhere, though, you know?
I know, man. When you're from the hood, that's what you play on. That's the game you play on 4th of July. Fireworks or bullets?
You know, name that sound.
Shotgun, dog, or a fucking 38?
Is that shotgun or more like douche? It's funny, man. You people know? From the hood that grew up in the hood can make the best gunshot noises.
It's my homie Shotgun, dog.
Yeah, man. How was it, bro? Nah, bro. Did they fucking shot that motherfucker? Deuce, deuce. Or, nah, motherfucker, they shot that motherfucker. Pow, pow, pow. Oh, man, they shot that motherfucker with a silencer.
He didn't have a chance, dog.
Well, people from the hood, when they talk about a shooting, they always dramatize the bullets, the gunshot noises. Nah, dog. They were chasing them. They were ta, 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 ta.
Mean voiceovers, dog.
They stabbed that fool.
Doing the Uzi sounds.
Nah, man, they shot that hole with a shotgun, bro. Douche.
To the back, dog. No quedó nada.
Sacaron pistolazo.
Pinche escopeta.
Chita, sacaron el cuerno de chivo. La AK.
El Uzi.
With the extra round clip.
Fuck so what's yeah. up, bro? How's the show doing? How's the George Lopez show doing on TV Land?
The season's over, man. I mean, everything went good, you know. So right now, you could basically catch it on demand now, you know. Anybody got on demand, you'll be able to see all 12 episodes, you know. A lot of people were telling me, like, man, it's too short, you know. But, you know, we got season 2 coming.
So, all right, like, congratulations, you know. Bro. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Season
you,
2, baby.
So we're looking forward to that, man. It's gonna be pretty exciting, man.
Any inside scoop? What you guys are gonna be doing or what?
Well, I mean, we can't really, you know, speak too much on it because we're still waiting for the writers, you know, to get, you know, get situated. But
I tell you, bro, you gotta pitch that story.
A lot of good ideas floating around.
You gotta pitch that story, bro. You gotta catch me doing George Lopez joke and you put me in the truck, dog. You gotta make me do. Bro. And my punishment, bro, is cutting his grass like Richard Villa used to cut Jeff Garcia's grass. And Rodrigo babysits.
Now, for real, man, I'm gonna bring it up to him, man.
Oh, yeah. Now, babysit your grandson, dog.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Yeah, so, you know, how was you guys on 4th of July?
It was good, man. I was in Marina Del Rey, and it was funny. They have a fireworks show that was pretty far away, but in the area, there was a lot of cops, right? But there was people actually with illegal fireworks. Like, that fool showed up, bro. He was fucking shooting them in the sky, man. And everybody was clapping.
Fuck yeah, dog.
You know, every time he shot that with $100.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Traffic was crazy once again.
Getting mortars, dog.
Man, no, but it's always good out there, though, man. I heard they got some good fire shows.
They do, man. I remember, man, when I was a little kid, man, I wanted fireworks, and my dad took out his bout. He goes, ¿Qué cuartes, cabrón? And he started snapping the bout to make like a cracker noise.
Look at black cats.
Shit, when I was a little kid, bro, the only fireworks I had was I had a little rocket, and you put a little red tap, and then you throw it in the air, and then when it lands, pa. You never had the little rocket?
Nah.
Yeah, bro. I remember those. Yeah, it was a little cap right there. Yeah, right. Yeah. I remember those. Get them at the little liquor store.
Hell yeah, dog.
Fucking cappy fools over here.
Bro, guns are so bad right now, they don't even sell cap guns no more.
I know, huh, fool?
Remember they used to sell cap guns? Big motherfucking cap guns.
Real ones, metal ones.
Pow, pow.
Hell yeah.
It used to come with a little red round.
Fool, I had two, dog, and I had one on my ankle, dog. I was ready to go.
I used to take that shit to school.
Yeah, dog.
I used to take my cap gun to school, and I see I'd be walking down to my seat, and I see a motherfucker on my seat, and I put it on his head and go, pow.
Why you do fucking fake rock, fool? Dog.
Dude, you can't bring shit out like that.
Fuck,
they're whack now. They're plastic.
Yeah, the fucking the school cop will kill you, dog.
Hell yeah.
Get resource officer.
Yeah, those shits were fucking.
You don't need a gun to get shot by the cop no more, bro. You could get killed selling fucking CDs.
Hell yeah, just tell them don't shoot me.
like that brother who got shot in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, dog.
Slanging the fucking.
You know, slanging CDs. You know what it is, man? Honestly, we should. If it's an illegal murder, like the cop did, like the cop shot that guy, I think we should prosecute the person who made the fucking phone call. Because that person who called said he saw a gun.
Yeah,
you know?
Fool.
Where the fuck is this motherfucker?
Yeah, that's like same way of fucking inciting a fucking riot,
dog. I think if a person makes a call for anybody and says that person has a gun and that person dies without a gun, not only should the cops be prosecuted, the person who made the phone call should be prosecuted more because he made a false call.
Fuck yeah. Well, dude, this should fucking double prosecute his
dinner for that shit, too. Yeah, fucking
rata. Yeah, dude.
That's some real shit.
That always happens. Like, look at you could really do that now. Like, if my wife were to be pissed off, oh, my husband just left. He's walking with a gun and he's pissed off. And then I get shot.
And you don't have a gun.
I have no gun.
Yeah, dog.
It happens a lot, bro.
No, dude. Fucking some legislator better fucking hop on that fucking shit, dog.
Yeah, man. Making false reports should be prosecuted, man. You know, stop blaming gun owners, you know.
Oh, yeah,
because there's people out there who have guns with locks.
Oh, yeah, fool.
But there's people out there who don't have guns with locks.
And then the little kid grabs
man,
it.
If you don't know how to raise a baby, you shouldn't be raising no gun.
Fuck no.
All right, well, man, that's enough, bro.
That's a good one.
I don't want to go off the rage here. But I should make a law. Just like, you know what, bro?
Put on
the ballot. Finally saying, they're finally doing what Chris Rock said in 2002. Man, we should just start charging for bullets.
A bullet control, yeah.
Bullet control. Every bullet should be $5,000.
Dude, you know they fucking keep an eye on the bullets when you go to war and shit. Why don't they do that shit here on the street?
You're right. Rodrigo for vice president. Of Kmart.
The sporting goods section, eh? Department.
You ever see fat people shooting people, bro? Because their fingers don't fit the trigger. Motherfucker shooting a girl with a string.
With his pinky.
Fucking fat people be shooting people with their fucking pinky.
Chigordo, dog.
Well, thanks for calling, bro.
Fuck yeah, dog. Nice to hear from you.
Thanks for being another guest. No.
Yeah, dog.
It's always good. You know, talking to your homies and shit, man. You guys are always on point, man. So, you know, you guys keep doing your shit, man.
We'll see you after season two, dog.
We'll see you October 15, bro, at Humphreys by the Bay in San Diego.
Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah.
October 21st.
We're going through, man.
October 21st.
Hell yeah, fool.
So it's October 21st?
Or? Yeah, man.
All right, yeah, you know, yeah, Marisol and me were talking about it for sure that we want to go up there and check it out, you know.
We're going to do it, bro. We're going to go to Puerto Nuevo, eat lobster. Just kidding, I don't eat lobster.
I'll smell it, dog.
Hey, no shit, man. We might as well just make that hop over, man.
Might as well, bro. We'll drop off Rodrigo at Adelita's.
I can't go to that spot.
Oh, wait. Hell yeah. You want to come back.
This fool.
All right, man. Well, you guys stay up, man. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Hell yeah, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck right. Yeah.
Peace.
What's up, fool? How are you? Who's calling? Where are you from?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Felipe Carvajal calling from northeast side of Los Angeles, man.
What's up, Felipe Carvajal? I give this fool a shout out on Facebook earlier.
Your tocayo, dog.
My tocayazo, bro. From the north side, bro.
What's up, dog?
Hey, Tocayo, Felipe, just quick question, man.
Yes, bro.
That one day I seen you coming out of Green Wolf Collective, man.
Oh.
What were you scoring, man? What kind of yerba were you getting, if I can know, man?
Oh, bro, it was that edible. Tell them about the edible.
Oh, dude, the vegan edibles, dude, they fucking, dude, they have 6 doses. But I cut them up into 4, and they last me for 4 good fucking days, dog, and they're the best ones.
Yeah, we were traveling that day, so we went in there, and I got like 3 of those cupcakes. They cost $20, but he said he cuts them up in 4 pieces. I cut them up in 6.
They're good, dog. They're the best ones I've ever had.
Yeah, man. And if you're at a place where you can't really like smoke, or you're trying to stop smoking, or trying to smoke less. These brownies are the best. I mean, top notch, the best. And they take care of you. Also, bro, I also like Moxie. You know Moxie Gorilla Glue?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I mess with that,
like the
bro.
Setter.
Yeah, I mess with that, bro. But also, bro, if you want to get some good stuff, like some good stuff, you got to go to Downtown Medicinal on 3rd and Wall. And there's some stuff there called Louis the 13th. And if you follow Louis the 13th and you follow him on Instagram, that guy, his name is on that weed. And every Friday, he hides an aether and $60 in the city, bro. It's like a weed
scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt. Yeah.
Dang.
Make
dude,
for
I'm
a king.
Check that out, man. It sucks. It sucks you were on your way out, man, because I wanted you to sign my weed jar, bro.
I would have, bro. I will. Next time.
Next time for sure, man. When's your next show out here in L.A., bro?
Actually, the closest show to L.A., it will be August 10th. At Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach.
Meet me, man. I'm going to try to be there, big dog.
Thank you, big dog.
It was a pleasure talking to you, man. My hyena's on the other line bugging the shit out of me, dog. So,
all right, bro. That's three-way right now on the phone. Let's see what she says.
Hey, I'm fucking down, dog.
Fucking tocayo, dog.
All right, man. You guys have a good one,
you
man.
You too, bro. Felipe and Carbajal. Take care.
Fuck yeah, dog.
I don't know if he's related to the Carbajal boxers.
Maybe. Michael Carbajal and them?
Yeah, and Rafael Carbajal.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, fool? Lower your Instagram. I just heard myself on the radio. What's up, fool? Where you from? Who is this?
What's up, fool? This is Big Frog from San Diego.
All right, bye.
Pura vida, what's up, fool? He got your ass.
Hey, bro, honestly, gotcha. I don't want to break the law right now, but by any chance, do you have the new season of that show on I think it's called AMC, that show Turn?
This
the show Turn. Yeah, no, I can get it.
I love that show, bro.
You like it, fool?
Oh, hell yeah, bro. It's about the George Washington days.
Yeah.
And how they use spies. Bro,
they were telling me about
it,
bro.
Yeah.
They
use
a lot of slaves as spies.
Fuck yeah,
like,
dog.
A lot of the house slaves that were inside the house, that they knew how to read English, bro.
Information
and
is power,
knew how
dog.
To write. And when they separated her baby, the baby went to another house. So she was like, but she was a very nice slave that the other family was nice to her. And they would send notes to each other, right? Or presents. She was, I'm sending my son a present. But inside, bro, she was telling them where all the England ships were at and how many troops were coming in.
Fuck yeah, dog. That's fucking OG fucking domestic espionage.
Yeah, bro. And dog, that lady's giving away secrets, dog. Fuck. It's funny, man, how that's spying.
It's good. Yeah,
those fools weren't fucking around either. Like, if they thought you were fucking spying or some shit, they'd hang your ass right
now. Yeah, because we were doing that against the king, dog. You know, that's fucking, we were rebels, fool. Trying to gain our freedom. Yeah. Pop these firecrackers.
Yeah, they're pretty, yeah, man. Honestly, the people don't talk about it, but when America won the independence, they were considered terrorists.
Yeah, we're fucking revolutionaries, dude.
We're fucking the teabagging shit.
Hell yeah, fool. Just fuck a little tax on your fucking morning beverage, dog.
Amen. But those fucking English troops are walking into people's houses and just laying up, though.
Oh, yeah, dog.
Imagine, bro.
Taking their food.
We got 5 English troops. You got to feed us. We're going to use your beds. And you got to fucking sleep outside.
And their daughters.
And their daughters.
Yeah, dude. Scandalous ass shit like that, fool.
But it's funny, man, how war changed, man, because they used to fight like with rules. Before.
Yeah.
Like, they will tell you, we're going to be there at 5 with 200 troops, and go, fuck, we have, and they'll fucking start drumming.
Yeah, a little drum roll in the fucking back of the hill. Yeah,
they line up. But you know what? But if you have more troops, you can just corner them with a lineup.
Yeah, on the other side, dude, and come in on them.
It wasn't until finally, bro, the Indians told him, man, this is no way to fucking fight a war.
Hell yeah, dog. So we stepped into fucking Vietnam, they got us with that guerrilla warfare, dog. Fuck that
dog.
I like your bullet noises.
I got them earlier with the fucking
firecracker. What's up, Frog? How you been, dog? You still selling Levi's or what?
No Levi's right now. They got the DVDs on deck.
Damn, dog.
Did you watch that show, Turn?
Hey, so I was all sad that the Felipe show got canceled, bro. I wanted to go to Humphreys. I've never been there.
Got moved over, dude.
No, they got canceled. They got moved. October 21st, Humphreys by the Bay, bro. Bees there, bro.
That's right.
Bring your boat.
I only been there one time. I was seeing Santana there, but I was so wasted, I don't really remember anything about it.
Black Magic Woman over here.
Oh, man. That's one of the best places to watch a comedy show or a music or event because you can watch it from your room.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's fucking sweet.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
So what's up, bro? You still married or what?
Yeah, man. I still got my girl. She's a number one fan.
Hell yeah, man. You guys still have you guys having a baby soon or what?
No babies.
No kids, huh? Fuck that, huh?
I see all the homies that have babies. They can't do shit no more, man.
So no tadpoles, huh?
Hell yeah, man. You have your whole life to live.
Probably not. No.
Not for me. Well, thanks for calling, dog.
Hell yeah, nice hearing from all you, right. Dude.
Thanks for being the first guy to like my post.
Yeah, man.
All right, right on. Hasta.
Keep shining, fool.
All right, bro. Stay healthy. Drink a lot of water. Oh, okay. Hey. What's up? Are you going to the All-Star game in San Diego?
Nah, man. They're tickets for fucking too much for that shit, man. Like,
how about those $8 seats outside?
Celebrity game.
How about the $8 seats outside where you can watch it?
No, they don't got that shit. They don't got that shit for this.
That's fucking bullshit, man.
That's what I'm saying.
How about the home run derby?
They're doing homeless sweeps trying to get rid of all these motherfuckers before the fucking All-Star game. It's a big old scandal right now.
Damn.
They even put some fucking, like, where they used to sleep and shit, they put, like, cemented in rocks and shit. So it's all jagged and shit, and they can't fucking lay down there no more.
Time for an expose video, dog.
They're doing the same thing in Brazil, bro. They have cops all over the area for the World Olympics, right? And, and they have so many cops in that area that they never seen that many cops in the tourist area, but the favelas, whatever, right?
Yeah, those are little shanty towns.
Malone. And they're keeping anybody who looks like a loser away from the beach.
Yeah.
Kick your ass out of there, dog. Want those tourist dollars, fool.
Yeah, that's what's going on right here. Crazy shit.
That sucks, bro. So you got to sell your bootleg somewhere else, huh?
Yeah, got to move it along.
Crazy, dog.
All right, big dog.
Thanks, big frog. Right, big frog. Hey, he was our guest on the podcast. Hell what's up, fool? Two guests called Citric and Frog.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Up. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you. We got two guests.
Hell yeah. That's fucking cool, dog. Citric fucking surprised me. I was like, hell yeah, dog.
Yeah, bro. I'm getting sick and tired, man. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Who's this? Where you calling from?
This is Jefferson from Anaheim Hills, Orange County.
Jefferson.
What's up, Jefferson? How are you?
I'm okay. I just got off work. I ran home just to hop on YouTube and call.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, bro. Where you work at?
I work in Anaheim, next to Disneyland.
Fucking Anaheim Stadium or what?
Oh, you work at California Adventure?
Legoland.
Yeah. Yeah, nearby. Yeah, I work there. Nearby.
Hell yeah, man. Have you been a long-time listener of our podcast?
No, actually, I'm a brand-new fan.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude. Check out fucking Jefferson, dog.
Thank you, Jefferson.
Yeah, you're a growing audience, man. The demand is there. Like, you got Mexican-Americans just like me. You know, people want it. People like you, Felipe.
Thank you, bro. I like them, bro.
Hell yeah, you're a true patriot, though.
That's funny, man. When you said your name was Jefferson, I thought you were Salvadorian.
El Jefferson.
Please call me Hefferson.
Oh. He likes big chicks. Hefferson.
Fucking cattle call over here, dog.
You can call me El Jefe.
El Hefferson. El Jefe, son.
That's,
I like fucking,
that's a cool name, though, dude.
What's your last name? Washington?
No, Esquire.
Orale. Dog. You're part of the Bush family, huh?
That was fucking diamond in the rough over here, you know?
Hell yeah, bro. Bro, you have the right. Bro, stop what you're doing right now, bro. Stop fucking around run for politics, bro. You got the perfect name to run for Orange County, bro. Your name is Jefferson, Esquire, and you're Latino, bro.
Hell yeah.
You got the white votes already just for that name.
Yeah, dude, you and Artie Moreno, dog. Kings of Anaheim.
Kings of Anaheim, bro. You got the perfect name, bro. Telling you, bro. You have the perfect name to run for office.
Thank you.
I would vote for you just on the name.
Hell yeah.
Esquire? This fool suddenly has real estate.
I know, fool. This fool needs a robe, a smoking jacket, something.
Jefferson? Huh? They named a high school after him. Or that, bro.
I think they did.
Or fuck that, bro. Or open up a cleaning, bro, and call it the Jeffersons. Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
bro. So what kind of law you practice, bro?
Medical marijuana law, of course. I'll go into that.
Look at this fucking progressive over here. Dude, I like you already, bro. You know what I mean?
You and Rodrigo, bro. You're going to run on a fucking Riverside ticket.
Fucking Jefferson, dog. Check this one out.
Hell yeah, man. JQ. No, J-E.
Hell yeah, dude.
First Mexican-American I ever met with that name, bro. But I have a cousin name. His name is Ulysses Grant. No, Ulysses something.
Was she cute?
No, bro. It's a guy. Some dark-ass fool. That fool got orange teeth.
more like
Ulysses Juice. Thank you for calling, bro. Much obliged.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Hell most yeah, definitely, bro. Keep listening. Subscribe to the podcast and write a nice review.
Hell yeah. Let the legal community know, dog.
Hell yeah, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Bye, you guys.
2020 ticket.
Hell yeah. Keep shining, dog.
Yeah. What's up, fool?
What's up, boo?
Where you from, man? Where you calling from? Who this?
My name's Jose Rodriguez, bro. I'm calling from Obispo, California. Over here by San Jose, California.
San Luis Obispo?
No, Obispo, bro.
Viso?
Alviso.
Alviso.
Oh, I thought you said Viso horny. Alviso. I heard of Alviso.
Yeah.
Alviso is right by that exit that says ZZZZ.
Over here by Levi Stadium, bro. The 49er Stadium by San Jose.
All right, bro. You're by Morgan Hill.
Yeah, somewhere over there, bro. What's up? Hey, Felipe.
Yes, bro.
I saw that Snapchat, bro. You look like fucking Selma Hayek yesterday, bro.
I know, bro. I'm telling you, man. I posted a photo of myself a long time ago, throwback to 2006. And I didn't have a beard, and everybody was clowning. And this, a lot of people were clowning funny-ass shit. Then somebody said, bro, you look like fucking Selma Hayek's fat sister.
my lady thought I was following a whole bunch of girls and shit. He's all, you know, who the fuck is that?
What the fuck,
man? What the fuck, Celosa?
Felipe, don't trip.
It's Felipe, don't trip.
Yeah, bro, I did a Snapchat, and I put the I don't know what they call it, the snap.
The little what? Filter. The filter?
The filter of a chick. Of it makes you look with blue eyes and lipstick.
Uh-huh.
And I started doing a little dance. I do look like Selma Hayek, bro.
I didn't see that one, dog.
It's a good one, bro.
That's just funny.
It gets you hard.
Hard times.
Yeah, I'm over here at work. Fucking, I saw the post on Instagram, so I'm gonna give these fools a call.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, fool? From Alviso.
Listen to it every Friday. Fucking one episode, bro, lasted me like one day, bro. Cause I commute a lot for work, and I get stuck in traffic. I'll listen to that motherfucker in one day.
Thank you, bro.
Hit that refresh button. And
hell yeah, bro. Also, listen to the intro of the casserole. And yeah, man.
Office, bro, what?
I'll be there, bro, recording my new special.
Hell yeah. Fucking give me first dibs on tickets, bro. Let me buy mine first.
We'll try, bro. I don't know if there's
two. Rodrigo, what's up? What's Rodrigo, up? Thanks for the follow on the Snapchat, bro.
Oh, it's all good, dude. Fucking, you're fucking welcome, dude. And thank you very much for following and listening to all the podcasts, dude, on the real.
Thank you, bro.
It's too cool to follow back, eh?
Well, I'll follow you back. What's your name on Snapchat?
I think it's JR.
Okay.
95002.
JR 55002. I got you.
95002. Yeah. Thank you.
Send me a message and I'll follow you our way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for picking up, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
Man, the squeaky wheel gets oil.
Hell yeah. What's up, fool? Who is this? Thank you for calling. Hell yeah, bro. I'm getting back, bro.
What happened, fool?
If anybody, because there's people, man, who make a lot of false reports just because they have a grievance with somebody.
Yeah, dude, that's off. Fucking criminal, fool.
That's criminal, bro. Or you know your lady is your ex girlfriend is drunk, and you give her a fucking text in the middle while she's driving, and you because you know she's gonna look, and she gets in a car accident.
No, dude, those are both good ideas and points. And you know what? That's a fucking if a progressive ass legislator's out there in this fucking state, should fucking look into it.
Or the stupid 911 lady should say, "Did you see the gun, bitch?"
And you know what, dude? They're supposed to be calm and cool, and sometimes they forget too, dog. So what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta be on point.
What's up, fool?
What's happening?
Who we got?
Hey, this is Germ right here calling out of Chino, California.
What's up, Germ?
What the fuck?
Hey, what's up, guys?
A comment
what's
all the time,
for
bro.
Taking my call, guys.
You're welcome.
Hell yeah, bro. You've been listening to our podcast in the beginning.
Oh, you know it, man. You know it, man. All the time, that's all I do, man. I be just chilling, just listening to the podcast, smoking up.
Hell yeah, man.
Fucking...
Germ, I know him from SoundCloud. I could tell you how his little profile looks. It's blue with some kind of reddish stuff. He has glasses, maybe. I don't know, man. I'm not wearing my glasses when I see it.
Nah, it's me with my little bowl cup, man, throwing up my metal horn.
Yeah. And it's blue, right?
That's me, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
That's me,
hey,
man.
Just a quick question, man, because I know you guys are out of time, but what's up with you guys? You guys play, I know you guys mentioned Blythe. You guys performed in Blythe and stuff?
Days ago, dog.
Yeah, we performed in Blythe long time ago, yes. Bro. We used to perform at the Haunted Hotel.
Oh, shit, at the hotel and shit? The hotel over there?
Yeah, the hotel used to have a little bar, and we used to perform right there in Brawley.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, man, because I used to stay out there for a year, man, and I know there's not much out there, man, but...
Hell no.
That's what's up, man.
Hell yeah. All there's left is rats from the sugar factory.
And one more thing, man. Hey, real quick, I found your DVD with you and Joey Coco Diaz, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Swami, bro.
Thank you, bro. That CD has been sold everywhere, bro. Even in that CD used to be sold in a Navy submarine for $5.
Oh, shit, dog. I found that shit, dog. Hey, that's a sub, man. But hey, man, just thank you guys for taking my call, man. And Rodrigo, hey, I'm digging the Yeah Man podcast and Chilala Casserole podcast is sounding dope too, man. But
fuck yeah, dog.
Hey, hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Thank you guys for taking my call, man. And
thank you, Germ.
I'll keep in touch, man, for sure.
Thank
dude.
You very much for listening. Spreading the word, dog.
Yeah, hell yeah. You guys keep it rocking.
Fuck yeah. Keep shining, dog.
That fool always leave a message, bro. Germ? German?
That's funny, dude.
He's been listening since day one.
Hell
what's
yeah.
up, man? How's Jerry, bro? He still got a lot of heat. People still calling him.
Dude, I'm gonna fucking. I'm gonna tell you, man. I don't know what's going on, man. Dude, you guys are fucking popular, man. Dude, people are still fucking hitting me up, but you know the only thing that sucks, man? They fucking want to talk, man. You need a fucking ride or what, man? That fool's over there all dipping and shit, being all popular right now, fool.
What's up, fool?
Hello?
What's
up, man?
Dog?
Who's calling?
What's up, fool?
Turn down your little radio or whatever.
Turn down your computer, homie.
Orale. What's happening?
What's up, guys?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Rory from Wolfella.
Ah, dude.
Rory Hill, baby.
What's happening, dog?
What's happening, man?
How's it going, man?
Good.
How's the plant business?
What's up to you, man?
Chilling, dog.
How's the farm looking?
Oh, it's looking real good, man. Can't wait for you guys to come out. Hey, I'm going to put somebody on the phone for you.
Yeah.
She don't want to jump on the phone. She's being shy.
All right.
Your little daughter?
No, Rebecca. My little daughter.
Oh, Rebecca, what's up, fool?
No, farm's looking good, man. How's it going, guys? Getting ready to record that special or what?
Yeah, we're going to record that special on August 27 at the San Jose Improv. Two shows. My wife is going to be there hanging out. We're going to have a good show. And also, man, we're going to, after we record the album, we're going to make 100 vinyl albums that we're going to sell.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah, so you people, right, man, so cool. People could so people could frame them and put them in their house, and I'm going to sign it.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's awesome, man. Sure, I need to get you to sign that poster.
Yeah.
That little 100th episode poster.
Oh, from the Ice House?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah,
we're coming to Parlor Bar in Seattle.
Yep, we'll be there. I'll bring a lot of people through, man, for sure. I don't know how much free time you guys are gonna have, but I'll take you guys out, go do something.
Yeah, November 3rd to the 5th.
Oh shit, yeah.
How was your 4th of July?
Fun, Oh, it was good, man. Lit off a lot of fireworks, a lot of fire. Like those ones you're talking about, those mortars.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go to the res is over here, the reservation. That's where they sell all those over here. You can't buy them like normally.
Those are the ones that you can hold and shoot in the. Are those the ones you hold and shoot in the air?
Well, no, they have a tube. It's like you actually, they like, it has like a 3-inch tube. And you drop that mortar down inside there, and it shoots. It's like the ones you see at like Disneyland or something like that.
Damn.
Smaller.
Wow. You know, Native Americans know how to build them, huh?
Oh, dude. Yeah. It comes from China, actually. But
what do they cost for a mortar? Huh? What do they cost for a mortar?
Like, there's about a pack of 24 on a pack of 24 for like $60, $75.
Not bad.
I got a little crazy. Rebecca gets mad at me, dude. I'm like a little kid at Christmas, bro. I spent too much money on that shit, man. Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. We got like little cakes that have, you know, like 10 mortars, and it's like one fuse, and it shoots off all the mortars. And well,
get mortars, that's a thing.
Yeah, it's all about the mortars, man.
It's all about the mortars,
bro. Excalibur is the name of the election.
It's getting Mortimer over here.
Oh, shit,
man. What's up, fool? Where are you at right now?
Yeah, have a good... I'm actually at the house, shit, man. Taking a break. I was actually a little sick, so I was like, fuck, man. Good chance to call into these guys.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Did you have a good vacation, Rodrigo, or what?
It wasn't really a vacation, but it was cool, man. Fucking, I had fun, man. Nice to see fucking the people I haven't seen in a long time.
Good, good. Is that your Ruka on that picture, your Instagram picture?
Which one?
I don't know, man.
No, there's no. I don't have a picture of her yet.
Okay.
Up there. No.
He don't show no picture of his lady. He's like Fluffy.
Not official yet. When it happens, we'll do it.
He's like Fluffy, all man. Right. He don't show none of his family members. Just Volkswagens.
Put him up.
And birds.
No, we'll put him up there.
His family's a mystery.
Those other ones were my nieces, dude. This fool.
Oh, cool.
History is no mystery.
My lady's only in my act. Not on Instagram. I gotta hide her. I'm not me though, Fluffy. You
know? they're gonna take her in.
Yeah, they might take her in. Nobody wants her.
Eh? Okay, ransom, man.
Shelter her from the fame.
Hell yeah. It's all good. It's all love.
Good, man. Well, I'm glad I got in to talk to you guys, man.
I'm glad we talked again.
Here in a couple months.
Fuck yeah, dog. Always nice seeing you, dude. You and your lady. You guys are fucking awesome.
Yep. Take care, guys. See you later. All right.
Peace out, dog.
If you can't laugh at what I just said, you have no sense of humor.
Oh, hell no, fool. What's up with everybody? Misinterprets like they're attacks or something.
It's an attack now. It's an attack.
You can't bag on me. Whatever happened to laughing at somebody getting bagged on, fool?
Yeah, whatever happened to be the... I know people talk shit about me. It better be funny. No.
But, dude, as long as it's fucking funny, that's all that matters, dog.
Hell yeah. Like, I don't get mad at Salma Hayek's fat sister.
That's what I'm saying, fool. I don't give a fuck, dude. Bag on me all you want. Just make sure motherfuckers laugh.
I'd rather be her fat ass sister than her gay ass brother making that overpriced furniture. Yeah, Salma Hayek's brother sells furniture.
That's his little thing?
Yeah. I can't wait till I become more popular and let's see what kind of brother breaks out with some bullshit.
Well, don't you have an artist in the family?
Fool. Painting your living room is not an artist. Huh?
Yeah, got a photographer.
Yeah, I had
you know?
A cousin. I had a brother making white cupcakes, bro.
That's what it was. Cupcakes, dick.
Fucking making, selling cupcakes, bro, to save up money to go to medical school, to go to nursing school, and then quit nursing school. How about give him that money back? What's up, fool? Hello.
What up, fool?
What's up, fool? Who's this, dog?
Chris from New Mexico.
There you go.
What's up, Chris from New Mexico? I think I saw your post on Facebook earlier.
You know what? It's a pretty common name. I don't think that was me.
All right.
Sorry, man.
Because the guy said, hey, tacos in New Mexico.
Oh, nah, man. You know what? I didn't really take too much care of my teeth, and one time I broke a fucking tooth, and I don't fuck with tacos no more. I'm all paranoid.
What are you eating, rock tacos?
Some hard-ass flautas.
Dude. I don't know, I guess I have some fucking weak-ass teeth, you know? Nothing, the only thing that fucks up teeth.
Fucking tacos de hueso.
I'm gonna go over here and fucking drinking soda out of a baby bottle, dog.
Motherfucker took a bite after Coke.
God damn.
Motherfucker, bite, you can eat those tacos sideways, dog.
God damn.
Hey, but sometimes, dog, if you don't know how. If you're sometimes, like, I remember, like, biting my tongue a lot eating.
Yeah, I always bite the side of my mouth. I just get pissed. I'm like,
I used to bite the side of my mouth, but then Fluffy, he took me to a dentist, and I had all my four wisdom tooth removed.
Is that what it was, dude? I always bite the, when I eat fast, I bite the side of this side, dude, like a fucking animal, dog.
Only when you eat fast, huh?
Yeah, fool.
I bite my tongue when I'm eating really fast, like I'm eating a taco, and I'm dipping in something.
Yeah. Dude, like, I would have the rule. As soon as I bite the side, I stop eating then, dude.
So what you eating now, bro? Burritos?
Burrito bowls, eh? Taco salads, eh?
That's what he's taco soup. No, tortilla soup. So what's up, man? How's that? What part of New Mexico? Albuquerque or Santa Fe?
Yeah.
Burque.
Yeah, I'm pretty close to
Las Cruces.
Albuquerque. Like, kind of like on the outskirts.
So you guys do
all... Yeah, I just wanted to... I just wanted to show y'all some love. I listen to a lot of podcasts, man. You know, I listen to a lot. I started with Joe Rogan and all them fucking
really?
Scientists.
Really?
I can't really listen to them too much, you know?
And blah, blah, blah.
They get too much into the science, and I'm not really into MMA, but I listen to you and Uncle Joey.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, that.
Rodrigo, of course.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You know, any time I'm having, like, a bad day at work or some shit, you want to strangle the boss, hey, just put on what's up for it.
You want to strangle the boss, hey? Okay.
Hell yeah, bro. Listen to the podcast.
I feel you, dog.
Get away.
That one fool had me dying when he was talking about Cat saying, oh, you just want to go on stage and kill, huh? Bitch got punched in the gut.
D-Militant.
That was D-Militant.
Yeah, motherfucking yeah, D-Militant.
And Cat Williams punched that girl in the gut.
Yeah, fuck that.
For going over. That should be a message to everybody, bro.
Fuck, dude. I don't even understand how motherfuckers go over on a guest spot. Or, like, I remember the manager saying a long time, they always do the famous line, all right, guys, I got to go. My time is up. Like, they're going to say, please don't go, stay. Fuck out of here, dog. Fuck, dude.
You're just the opener. What the
yeah.
Fuck?
Motherfucker, we got to get you some shoes with some Heelys on so fucking with the remote control, dog. The shit hits 459. Get the fuck off. A la verga, se.
I know, man.
Piquele, wey.
It should be a trap door.
That's what I'm saying, fool. Fuck that, dude.
Because you know, in the old days, bro, if the king and that jester was performing for the king and he, like, started going over, he got killed.
Oh, dude, was it? Off with his head.
Bro, imagine, bro, there was two jesters or three jesters, and then I was going up before those guys. I would have did the material.
This fool, dog.
What happened, bro? Oh, man, I killed it. What happened to the other jester? They killed too. They got killed.
They died. God damn, fool. Hell yeah, man. Thank you very much for listening.
Hey, bro, is it true that people from New Mexico, they put that green chili on everything?
You know what? There is some people that do that. I know, like my dad, every now and then, you know, if he gets a little hungry, he'll pull out the chili and just eat it with, like, some chips or some shit, or just, you know, throw it in a tortilla real quick.
God, but, what a savage.
But the thing is, down here, red or green.
Red or green.
And me personally, I like green. I like the green chili.
Me too, man. I like green chili and enchiladas.
Hell yeah, dog.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Like, I'm hungry now.
Those are bomb, dude. I didn't have those till 2003 or something.
Well, thanks for calling, bro.
Hey,
What a question.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't want to hold it.
No, you had a question? Go ahead. Sorry. You have a question?
Oh, no. I better get off and let everybody else get on.
I have a question, bro. Do they film Better Call Saul in New Mexico?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I got a funny-ass story about that. I know that they do.
Go for it, dog.
But whenever they had just finished Breaking Bad, we went to go watch WWE. My dad's like, hey, man, you want to go see where, what's his name, Walter's house is at? I was like, yeah, dude, those people were, get the fuck off our lawn. It's just a show. Get the fuck out of here.
God damn.
I'm like, what the? Like, dude, they were tripping. Now, at sure. Jesse's house, it's all good.
Yeah.
There's a stabbing there, you know. It's next to a crazy park, which is crazy. But yeah, Walter's house. You got to, you know, those people are a little nuts. I don't know how they are now. This was like a couple years ago.
Oh, do a Snapchat, dog.
You should have fucking threw a pizza on the roof and ran, bro.
I mean, they're stupid. They could pay, you know, go ahead and chill, do whatever you want, pay $5. You know, they could be making money on the side.
Oh, yeah, a little tour and
no,
shit.
No, kicking people out.
I know, man. Walking their lawn and shit.
Oh, pissed off, man.
Crazy. Yeah, wow, man. That's a good story.
Hell yeah.
Thank
fool.
You.
Thank you for sharing there, dog.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
bro. Appreciate it. Thank
hell
you.
Yeah.
Right here with Albuquerque's finest, you know?
Hell yeah. Burke. Burke. Burke, 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 burke everywhere.
And remember when we were in Albuquerque that one time, they said that the fucking cops be shooting a lot of fools in Albuquerque, oh, yeah, huh?
Cops in New Mexico shoot a lot of people, man, but they don't televise it because brown lives don't matter. I'm just kidding. Everybody matters. Thank yeah, you, man. Bro.
All right, thank you. Appreciate
hell yeah,
it.
Keep shining, dog.
Hell yeah. What's up, fool? Thank you for calling.
What's your... up, fool?
What's happening? Who is this?
It's Tony.
What's happening, Tony? Where are you calling from?
From Palmdale.
God damn.
What's up, Palmdale in the house?
Palmdale in the house. Been out here for a year.
Oh, where are you from originally?
Well, I grew up in the noodles.
In the noodles?
In the noodles. You know what the noodles are.
No.
Avenue 43.
Oh, oh yeah, God. What's up? Oh, shit. Right here. In, okay.
Avenue 43. And, hell yeah.
I've been in Montebello for about 10 years before coming up here.
And how do you like it over there?
It's a house, so it's great.
Hell yeah, man. As long as you have air conditioning, everything's going to be all right.
No, no more apartments.
Hell no, man. You're a homeowner in Palmdale.
That's right.
Barbecuing and hotness.
Everything.
It's
I wanted to tell you, I saw you on 12, 13, 14 at Portals. But it was your wedding day, but I didn't know it was your wedding day, and I didn't know that you were approachable.
Oh, yeah?
I think that's when you guys were getting all those snacks in the morning. We went to go get some
shirt. I think you were getting some drinks or waiting for the big day.
Hell yeah. At Portos, yes, we were there.
With George Clooney.
Eh? Yeah, we were there in the morning, the day of the wedding, and we were getting a bunch of snacks. Me, Rodrigo, right. Birdman, and Chris.
Yep. Me and my husband saw you. I'm like, that's him.
Yeah. 12, 13, 14.
Hell yeah. You should have said hello.
I didn't think that you were going to be friendly, so I backed down.
No. I backed down.
Orale. Stand your ground.
Mean gangster, eh?
Hell yeah. Wow, man. So how long you been? Do you and your husband listen to the podcast?
I do because he's working all day, but I tell him everything that goes on.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, my kids are the ones that used to watch you on YouTube, and then that's how I got turned on to you guys. And I
thank you, mijos.
Actually, when we were at Portals, I called my son. I'm like, what's the name of the guy that you're watching on YouTube? He's here at Portals. But that was it.
How old is your son?
Now he's 17. So this was maybe about 2 years ago.
What's his name?
Watching you on YouTube. His name's James.
James, what's up, fool? Thank you for turning your mom on to me. Thank you very much. And hopefully when you turn 18, you can come see me.
Yeah, man.
Right. And then Lisa.
She's right here.
To keep the singing up on the enchilada casserole in the beginning. Sounds good.
Thank you. We're going to do a new podcast this week, tonight.
All right. I'm all up to date.
Thank you.
And Rodrigo, I think he only has one up. He's slipping.
I have, there's six up now.
Oh, I'm slipping then. My yeah. bad.
They're on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And on SoundCloud, I don't know how to leave a review, but if I did, I would put it.
Right on.
Okay.
Just hit the little icon, but you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
All righty.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Right there in Palmdale.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? One more caller or wrap it up? One more caller. What's up, homie? What's your name?
Hey, Hey, what's up, fool? It's Marisol.
What's happening?
How you what's doing? Up, what's fool? Happening?
What's
up? I didn't recognize you. I thought it was a little girl calling.
No, it's me. I had to call in. I heard Citric call in. I made sure to have him call. So just wanted to say what's up.
What's up, fool?
What's happening?
How's everything going?
Everything's good. We were looking forward to seeing you out in Humphreys, but I guess the date changed?
Yeah, the date got changed to October 21st.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll be down there. We're trying to get down there, so.
Cool, man.
For sure.
How's everything with you, man? You auditioning or what's up? You working on any movies?
Yeah, trying to do some little side work, but I still got my 9-to-5, so. Yeah. Still doing it. Shout out to the first call-in show. I had some followers follow me because they had heard me on here, so that's dope.
Hell yeah, man. Marisol Montes, people, Instagram, she's back. The haters are gone.
The haters are gone. I'm back. I'm doing my thing. Shout out to 5150. If anybody's out there, check us out. On IG, on our website. We're going to be doing a lot of events coming up. Citric is really busy with the whole 5150 plus the Lopez Land on TV.
Hell yeah.
Season 2 coming soon. And we got a dope crew and big things are coming. So
hell yeah,
shout out to you too, Rodrigo, for the Yeah Man podcast. It's
oh,
dope.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you for
listening.
Yeah,
we try to support it and we try to share it as much as we can. I mean, it's dope. We're big fans of both the What's Up Fool and the Enchilada Casserole, too.
Thank you. I'm a big
old fan of that, too, so.
Thank you.
Right on.
That's dope.
Hell yeah, man.
That's dope. Well,
stay up.
Stay up. Just wanted to say what's up and keep everything good, and good luck to all your guys' success.
Also, shout out to 5150 Clothing, bro.
Hell yeah, man.
Yep.
They're doing big things, bro. They're about to bust out videos.
And for anybody wants to follow us, it's... on IG, it's 5150 brand.
You heard people.
And then myself is the one and only Marisol on you IG. Heard.
The one and only.
What was that?
I said the one and only.
The one and only. The only one.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, just thought I would call in real quick. You know, big fan.
Thank you.
Hell
Marisol
yeah.
Montes.
Keep shining.
Long time listener.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Long time.
In the beginning, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, we took a photo. I took a photo of her at the Ice House one time.
Years ago, huh?
Years ago, yeah. What's up, fool? All right, man. That was our call-in show, which we're going to do once a month, fool.
Tight, dog.
Rodrigo Torres, you have dates?
No, just the dates we have there. I'm just fucking doing spots in town, and that's it, man. What I got right now.
And your podcast on SoundCloud?
On SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes.
Also, man, what's up, fool podcast? Listen to us, subscribe to us, write a review, and follow us on All Things Comedy. Check out all the All Things Comedy podcasts, support their shows, the live show they have at the Nerd Mount. With Bill Burr and Madrigal, John Heffron. I don't know. I'm just making sure. I'm reading up a fucking poster right now. What's up, fool? Thank you very much. We love you. I personally want to say that without you guys, we'd just be a podcast with no listeners. But you guys listen to all three podcasts. Thank you for supporting us and listening to us. And look out for a live What's Up, Fool podcast. Comedy show in the near future.
Hell yeah, dude.
And we got a couple of more shout outs here.
Thank you very much for always reviewing it on iTunes and getting it on the charts, dude. And without you, we would just be, you know, chilling.
We'd just be reviewing movies by ourselves. Shout out to Eric Zarate. I couldn't get in to call.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Eric Zarate. He couldn't get in to call, but he got a shout out, bro. And, shout out to everybody who wanted a shout out.
Hell yeah. Next time, send a pigeon.
Hell yeah, man. Send something, man. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much, guys. Later.